Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. We don't normally get a Tuesday after a Monday night football game involving the Texans, but today we do. And on the line is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs.
Nationwide is on your side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and that
I didn't even know that. That's a thing, apparently. I'll see you guys later. It looks like I got that insurance spokesperson cash rolling in all of a sudden.
It's only one time.
For today. Right, okay. No, but when they start doing it all the time, I'll probably get like 27 cents every time they play that
man.
On a commercial or something.
Yeah, and then you're going to play it two more times during this interview because we got two more reads of this thing. Yeah. So have the hotkey ready, all right? Hey, Ross Tucker. Hey, Ross, according to our producer, Ben Gary, who's out today, Colin's in for Ben, that the Nationwide people heard Seth's little jingle right there and wanted to make sure that that's what we were using for these Ross Tucker hits.
I love it. I love baritone Seth. You know, you want like the former NFL lineman. That's how you want him to sound when he sings.
Yeah.
Like, meanwhile, if I sing, I'm like, Nationwide.
I gotta get fat and lovable and I need these insurance money checks. Ross, listen, first of all, I listened to you I decided to be a Browns fan for three agonizing hours on Sunday. And I turned on the Browns game and I said, no red zone for me. I'm just going to watch this entire game. And I got so excited that it was you. But I got to tell you, I abandoned you in the fourth quarter. So it has not been as a 3-hour Browns fan and a now lifelong for the rest of my life until I die an agonizing death Texans fan. Hasn't been a good 48 hours or so.
No, it's been terrible. I mean, first of all, I don't blame you for leaving in the fourth quarter. Secondly, I'm still confused as to why you watched it at all. I want to hear more about that. And lastly, thank you. But why did you choose instead of red zone? Because the Texans don't play the Ravens next week. Why did you choose to be an adopted Browns fan today?
Because I was kind of confidently saying, I took the under on rushing yards for Derrick Henry, which they delivered for me. So thank you, Browns.
Well,
we
on this show last week, Ross, I'll speak for myself. I was into that storyline of how angry Cleveland was about the whole Art Modell 30th anniversary celebration. That was for somebody who doesn't have a dog in the fight with either of those teams, that was a fun storyline to watch Cleveland get all upset over that for the entire week.
Well, not only that, but, you know, Grant Delpit, their safety, was asked, you know, how hard it is to tackle Derrick Henry. He said, not hard. And then Jerry Jeudy was asked about, you know, the challenges the Ravens DBs present. He said, no challenges. I mean, the Browns, were extremely confident and talked a lot of trash for a team that lost by 24 points.
Right, yeah. No, and I look, the defense played hard and all that. But they fell apart at the end. Last night, Bucky Irving turned into Derrick Henry at times last night. Rashad White, unstoppable force. Ross, we're sitting in this weird predicament where the Texans have allowed 17 points per game to two really good quarterbacks over the last couple of weeks, and yet we're kind of looking at each other like, well, look, we've got obvious complaints about the offense, but I don't feel good about the defense right now either.
Well, I would disagree with that. I would say, there's a lot to talk about with the offense. And actually, if you guys want to save me some time, you can really just take a bunch of our conversations from last year and just replay the audio.
Ross, my take this morning was that Nick Caley, the new OC, is basically just a more hyper version of Bobby Slowick, because this looks exactly the same as last year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm jumping around here. I'll get back to that one. As Seth, I didn't really answer his question. Yeah. I love the Texans defense. I love their D-line. I love the way they fly around. I love their DBs. I would say I was disappointed in their tackling.
Yeah.
I was disappointed in the linebackers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what – like, To'o, I mean, on the last drive, he goes right past Baker. I mean, that should have been a sack, dead, done, right? Like, he's not even being blocked. Baker's just right there. And he had so much speed that he ran like right by him. It was like Top Gun when Maverick says to Goose, "I'm just gonna hit the brakes. You're gonna run right by me." And Goose like, "You're gonna do what?" That's what Baker just kind of hit the brakes, and To'o went right by him. But then what I really don't understand, Seth, and I never will. You know, they throw the ball to Bucky Irving. To'o didn't even try to wrap his arm.
No.
Threw a shoulder in there.
No, they're horrible tacklers.
Hits him from the side with a shoulder. This is an NFL running back. You played at Tennessee and Alabama. What do you think is going to happen? Like, why would you not? God gave you arms. Why would you not try to wrap in that situation? Honestly, I mean, I still love their deep. I mean, those DBs. They're serious and they're playing to kill, and I love them. Like, I really love a lot about the Texans defense.
So they,
I have very few issues, but To'o was like, he killed him on that last drive.
Honestly, all game long too. I know that, like, people, it's a very obvious point. There were times where the defensive line was getting pushed around pretty bad, but the linebackers were just sitting back and absorbing blocks. I mean, it was even on the plays where the D line played well, those guys have their feet planted 6 yards past the line of scrimmage, just waiting for a 300-pounder to come out and say hello. Okay, we got to offense, defense taken care of. Offense, like exactly what you said and what we should be talking about, because that's a bigger wound, open gashing wound right now. D'Amico after the game said that there were communication errors on offense. I think it was when he was asked about the pass protection. Ross, I'm watching, and I'm like, nope, the protection's right. Guys are just wholesale not picking up the blitz or getting their butts kicked. Like, yeah, the communication issue was completely within their own craniums and their hands and feet. I don't know what to say about them.
Yeah, I'm extremely frustrated with the Texans' offense on multiple levels. You're playing against Todd Bowles. The guy is known for bringing a lot of zero blitzes, right? Which for the listeners, because we like to educate, we like to teach. If you don't, not familiar, if you ever hear a zero blitz, right? That just means it's pure man-to-man behind it. There's nobody, there's no help, okay? That means not only did they bring an extra guy, they brought more guys than you can possibly block, okay? It's like the Texans didn't have a plan for it. It's maddening. I actually saw that a couple times when the Bucs beat the Eagles a couple years ago. So give credit. I talked to Jason Kelsey about this. He said Todd Bowles is really good. I get it. I still would like to see a better plan than that. It's still disturbing that they can't run it effectively until all of a sudden Chubb has like a 25-yard touchdown, which was like, where did that come from?
That felt a little bit like the Green Bay Super Bowl allowing
the
a
let
touchdown.
Them score,
like with
yeah.
the man at the time clock, man. I don't know, man. It was weird.
But then, you know, and I know this is probably the hottest topic because this is what fans talk about, and I get it. And I got to tell you, I am not a big criticized play calling guy because that's so stupid. Because obviously when you have access to the results afterwards, it's easy to say that was a dumb play call because it didn't work. And honestly, if Stroud throws a better ball, the third and goal from the one should have been a touchdown to Nico Collins, right? So I'm not here to like kill Kelly for that, but I would say I don't like the general idea of third and fourth down, not even a threat of the run.
Right.
Third down, he just does the double move to Nico Collins. Fourth down, I could not believe he called a sprint out to the left.
Out of the gun. I could not believe it.
I hate sprint outs on the goal line. I don't know why coordinators think it's the way to go. Even if you want to throw a speed out, why does he have to roll that way? The answer is he doesn't have to roll that way. Maybe it's a protection thing, but, I mean, Stroud looked awkward even running that way. Nobody's even close to being open. Third and fourth down, you didn't even give the threat of the run. You're on the one-yard line. And I got to say this, guys, you know, you guys know I do the Eagles preseason. I do stuff in Philly every week. It's just crazy how much of an advantage the Eagles have by running the tush push and getting a touchdown every time. They get the yard every time they need it. Meanwhile, these other teams are calling sprint outs to the left. And it's like, what are we even doing? I don't know. Like, if I'm a team, I'm amazed that these other teams haven't figured out how to be more successful on quarterbacks. These forget tush push or whatever. But when you're third and goal at the one, they should have been able to sneak it twice, even without the tush push, and score.
Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, joining us. He's brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs.
Nationwide is on your side.
So Ross, where are you at with CJ Stroud right now? Here, two games into year three and two games into the Nick Cayley era?
Well, that's a really good question. I would say I'm not as hopeful that he's going to be a long-time star as I was as a rookie. I thought he had the best rookie season I've ever seen. Now, in fairness, I thought Jaden Daniels had an even better one last year. So I literally think we went back-to-back with the best rookie seasons by a quarterback we've ever seen. Last year, there was a step back, and you could say, and Greg Cosell has said this on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast that Seth listens to, Sean doesn't, you guys all should, that, you know, that's part of the learning process, and people threw different things at him, and, you know, that's part of the growth. I'm ready for more growth now. It's only two games, but now it's a new coordinator. It's a new O-line. It's only two games, so there's plenty of time, but I'm ready to start to see more growth.
Mm-hmm. This, I think offensively, when you brought up the tush push, I just had a flashback to last night because I was Ross. The joke I made on X was like, I can totally see 40 years from now, me, an old man, sitting down next to the fire, and my great grandson, who's totally into the NFL, asking like, what was it like when the tush push was legal, and like, how did the Texans use it? And me just staring into the fire with a sad look on my face, so like, oh no, they chose not to use the most physically punishing and somehow legal way to get a yard three straight times in a row because they just don't feel like practicing that. And then, Ross, this is a team that was promising to be more physical. That's what's really frustrating. And I'd love to give them an excuse on just not having that talented of an offensive line. That goes back to Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans and their plan for putting an offensive line together. But I'm looking for evidence of increased physicality from the Texans this year, and I'm coming up short. I mean, and I don't, like, how much of a difference would Joe Mixon even actually make right now if Joe Mixon were out there?
Well, I think he would make a little bit, but I will say this. I really think physicality is on some level a mindset, and it's players and coaches. And if you, first of all, I didn't even like the run they called on second down, on second and goal from
no,
the
like a fake RPO or fake zone read. Like, yeah.
I don't even know what that run was. So I didn't like that part of it. And then not to run it on third and fourth down. You might as well scream at your offensive line, I don't trust you. I don't like you. I just think it's a mindset. It's a mentality. And for neither one of those plays to even be play action, yeah, to not even like make the defense honor the run, I'm blown away. Now, in fairness, Stroud and Collins, that probably should have been a touchdown. I mean, third and goal from the one, it was a double move. He was open. That needs to be a touchdown. Those are your two best offensive players. That has to be a touchdown. And so that's the one that'll eat away at those guys. But I do think being more physical, I think it's kind of a mindset. And the Texans don't have that mindset. I don't know who you want to blame. Kelly, D'Amico, the O-line. I don't know. It's up to you.
The second they came out in gun and second and goal at the one and third and goal at the one and fourth and goal at the one, I'm like, everything we were being fed in training camp is BS.
That was where, Sean Bajani is one of our guys who was a football coach for a long time. Just he was sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
And that was everything that a lot of people have been saying for the last 12 hours. He's just like, why are they in the gun again? Why are they in the gun again?
What's going on? BS during training camp.
No, and that's like all
these
dogs. On the offensive side of the ball, Ross, I lean on a lot of smart people and former offensive players, and I just got so many alarmingly similar texts and DMs from offensive minded people last night about just the overall scheme, the play calling on the goal line. Just the actual routes that they were running, everything. Nobody can figure out what the hell Kaylee's really even trying to do with this offense.
I was told it was all Bobby Slowick's fault.
Yeah.
I was told it was all Bobby Slowick's fault and that he was the problem. The crazy thing is that Kaylee, coming from the Rams, they're like known for the under center stuff, which makes me think that maybe Stroud greatly prefers the gun, and they're trying to, do what he likes. I've seen that, be the case with Deshaun Watson. And I've seen that be the case to some extent with Hurts, where these guys are just more, a lot of these guys have like been in the gun their whole life. They're just more comfortable with it for whatever reason.
Hey, can't even throw interceptions right. Try to throw a point blank interception to Levante David. He can't even do that.
Yeah, he tried to, yeah. Hey,
man, I forgot about that. That was bad.
That was bad too. Yep. Ross Tucker joining us. Hey, Ross, before we get you out of here, so week 3, the Titans host the Colts. We got like a little AFC South round robin going. Titans host the Colts. Texans are traveling to Jacksonville. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. When you come to Houston to cover the Texans and the Titans in week 4 for CBS, hell yeah. Is it going to be a battle of 0-3 teams, 1-2 teams? What are we looking at here?
Who do the Texans play against?
Jacksonville. They're going to Jacksonville this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. I am coming to town next week. So very much looking forward to it. It'll be my third consecutive Titans-Texans.
Yes, game.
I have become the world's foremost expert on Titans versus the Texans. No, I don't think they'll both be 0-3. Okay. I think at least one of them wins this week, and I think it's more likely that it would be the Texans than the Titans. But let's put it this way. I'd be very surprised if that's a matchup of 0-3 teams. Just not the way the NFL operates.
Sure, yeah. Titans are a 3.5-point dog at home to the Colts. Texans are a 1-point dog to the Jags in Jacksonville for what it's worth. And we know you got your gambling podcast as well, so just throwing that little nugget out.
Even Money Podcast, which I record in 5 minutes, so you got to get on that. Another winning week, by the way.
Nice.
Even Money Betting Podcast.
Nice. Now that's a Ross Tucker podcast I can get behind right there. You know, a little gambling, a little investment advice. Not that I'm anti Ross Tucker football podcast, but the Even Money Podcast. Do you still work with Steve Fezzik on occasion on that thing?
I do in 4 minutes if you stop talking to me and let me go.
Tell Fez I said hello. I used to have him on my national show all the time. He's the best.
Oh, national show.
Yeah, so trust me. It ain't the glamour thing it sounds like, Ross. It was Sunday afternoons. It was, I was a real big wheel, big spoke in the wheel. Hey, our Odyssey NFL Insider is Ross Tucker. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs.
Nationwide is on
Colin,
your side.
Hang on.
Nationwide is on your side.
Oh, did you know I was coming to you for that?
You're getting like 27 cents every time we play that.
I don't think the computer wants
to
hear
it. Ross has got to go. See you, Ross.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, Ray, Ross, we'll talk to you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh. Yeah. No, he really had to go. He was
said in 5 minutes. Yeah.
No, he was saying there was like, yeah, in 4 minutes when I record.
Yeah, he had
to get the hell out of there.
I was going to get him out of here.
Yeah.
All right. So that was the great Ross Tucker. Yes. With the upshot of all that is that he is going to be on the call for Week 4, Titans and Texans.
Which would be awesome. And I hope the offense looks something different than what it is now. I don't want to invite Ross into the city and have him have to watch that tripe again.
Okay.
Whatever the hell tripe is.
Yeah. Well, got news for you. I don't think it's getting fixed in 1 week.
Yeah. I don't feel weird about criticizing the defense, given that they faced a couple of really good quarterbacks. They've done good things, obviously. A lot of the swarm is still there. It's like both of these games on the final drive, they've completely pooped the bed.
Yeah.
Good teams win in the fourth quarter. Hey, the Texans, they slugged it out with the Chiefs for three quarters last year in the playoffs. What happened in the fourth quarter? Tell me about what happened in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The better team showed up. Yep. So, like, making a good show of it for three quarters, it doesn't count. When you get to the fourth quarter and you just, it's fourth and 10. It's fourth and 10. And you can't get Baker Mayfield down. You can't even make a show of it on the goal line when the Bucs need a touchdown. It's just, you can't collapse like that in the fourth quarter and pretend you're an elite defense. That's not what elite defenses do.
They just showed that drive on GetUp. We have the TV on here in the studio. They just showed all the plays on that final drive, all the plays that mattered on that final drive.
There weren't that many.
For the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
I mean, the two big ones were Baker's scramble and the catch and run and slew of missed tackles by Bucky Irving. And Henry Toa was the main perp in both of those plays. Rewatching that Baker Mayfield scramble on 4th and 10 or 4th and 11, whatever it was, inexcusable. I don't know where Henry Toa was going. He was unblocked, and Baker Mayfield didn't put a juke on him or anything like that. He just ran past him.
They're so bad at tackling, man. And it's so frustrating to watch. They were one of the worst teams in the league tackling last year. The swarm mentality just, it doesn't do it. That's some high school crap.
Well,
we're going to rally a lot of guys to the ball, and then they'll get them out. Not when five guys miss a tackle.
No, well, and
that wasn't a swarm situation that you're talking about.
Well,
that
was just, but it kind of is in this sense, is that when Ross was wondering. We just got done talking to Ross Tucker. If you're just getting in your car, you'll want to listen to it. You can rewind. We went deep on the Texans game last night. You can use the Odyssey Rewind feature or download the podcast. What I would have said to him was that I do think that a play like that Bucky Irving play is a swarm issue because Ross is going, what is Henry Toa doing? The guy went to Tennessee and Alabama, and he's throwing a shoulder in there thinking he's going to take down an NFL running back. And my thought is, I feel like one of the tenets of the swarm mentality, Seth, is that you get points for just being around the ball.
Right,
you
right.
get points for being near the ball.
Yeah.
You get points for being one of the five guys whose body is within a one-foot radius of the ball carrier without any regard for form tackling or technique or anything.
And I'll tell you what, honestly, because this happened a few times last night when Baker Mayfield scrambled. Especially when blitzing or when linebackers were coming up to play, they play really stupidly in terms of understanding how to attack. Like, the problem with that play is that, like, he leaves too much space between himself and the rest of the pocket. Yeah. He's coming from the outside and he leaves a gaping chasm right up the middle.
Yep.
It's just poor leverage. It's all of that. The pass rushers themselves, or other guys when they're blitzing, they're leaving too much space. Like, this is stuff, these are the finer details that you have to hem out. And I know this, Sean, because it's emblazoned in my mind. My rookie year, I missed an easy sack because I was coming around free on a blitz or on a game, and I left too much space. I didn't keep it tight as I was coming around the corner. And I learned that lesson my rookie year. Like, and luckily I was blessed with being a horrible athlete, so I had to get those things right. Maybe these guys are too athletic. They've never had to learn the harsh reality of taking the proper angles, or they're not being coached to do it.
Yeah.
But it's sloppy as hell.
Well,
it's like, yes, you can swarm like crazy, but it's like you're scattershotting guys all over the place.
And it's even more on D'Amico than just the normal defensive mistakes, because these are the linebackers, man.
Yeah.
Like, you were a linebacker. These are your linebackers. What was the thing about D'Amico in San Francisco? Every linebacker that walked through the door there when he was linebackers coach and defensive coordinator, it feels like whatever their ceiling was, he got 20% more than their ceiling.
Yeah.
And these guys right now, man, and especially last night, it was the first thing Ross brought up when you asked him about the defense, was the linebackers last night. He saw the same things you were seeing.
Toa on this blitz I credit him for, he came late and it was disguised really well, but
this is still the scramble.
The scramble, he's taken a bad angle to it. He's just unaware. And those guys, the linebackers last night, and I know people are asking why wasn't Christian Harris playing more than Henry Toa. Christian Harris came up and did some good things in the game at times. I don't know, other than that Christian Harris had a late start to camp and maybe is still working his way into shape or whatever it might be. It was the entire front seven. And I know there were times where, look, Fadakasi got it rough on a couple of double teams and just got tried. Those are easy to see. the defensive ends were unaware. There were times when they were getting kick out blocks and just like it was a surprise to them. Yeah. The linebackers were standing back and absorbing blocks. Like it looked like soft football. And they'll come up and they'll make some good plays to make up for it. But it's just got to be less of the steady, slow death by a thousand paper cuts.
Yep.
And then offensively, I'm with Ross. I don't know what to tell you. When Ross is talking about the zero blitzes, yes, there's times where there's more people rushing than the offense can handle. Like they've just got more pass rushers than you have blockers on that side. Then it comes to Kaylee and Stroud and the receivers. Like, where are the easy options and why is this? Why are they so lost for answers when there is a zero blitz? Or why is C.J. Stroud not recognizing it earlier? There's just very few people offensively right now operating in any kind of a functional level. You know, they had some success with Dalton Schultz there for a little bit.
Yep.
You know, they schemed up a way to get Jaden Higgins open, but those are all just few and far between.
That Jaden Higgins play was awesome.
Yeah.
A little misdirection actually worked.
Yeah.
It was wide open. It's really cool when you can cite one or two plays. Hey, remember that one play that Jaden Higgins? So this is the neighborhood the Texans are living in right now. These are the 0-2 teams in the NFL. There's 10 of them, Seth. Tell me if you would like living in the same neighborhood with these neighbors. The New York Jets, the Miami Dolphins, the Cleveland Browns. Stop me when I get to a team you want to live near. The Tennessee Titans. These are all 0-2 teams. The New York Giants, the Chicago Bears.
The hell.
The Carolina Panthers.
Oh.
The New Orleans Saints. And the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, thank you for that one at the end. Yeah. Chiefs have played a couple close games.
Well, here's the scary thing about this. Yeah. If we're looking at
honestly, the Chiefs have kind of played a couple games like the Texans have played. I noticed watching the Chiefs and the Eagles. I only got to watch the first half of that game. But the one thing that jumped out at me is, like, at the end of the day, the Eagles are just a much more physically tough football team than the Chiefs right now.
Yes.
The Chiefs offense is Pat Mahomes making some heroic improvisational plays and runs at times. But like C.J. Stroud's not Pat Mahomes, you know? The Chiefs might get away with it again this year, having just Pat Mahomes be their entire offense. CJ's not Pat Mahomes. Not yet.
The Chiefs still have according to The Athletic and Mike Sando, this is yesterday, his pick six.
Yeah.
Chiefs still have a 56% shot at reaching the postseason, according to The Athletic's playoff projection model. We'll have to see what the Texans are. What would you guess the Texans' playoff percentage chances are?
Right now, given the way the Colts are playing, I think that the Texans were at about a 51% entering the weekend, I think. So
they were a little over 50% coming into the season.
Into the season?
Yeah, like 53%.
But I don't think it dropped that much. But
after
now
the Rams lost, it probably 0-2 is tough.
I'm guessing it's probably in the low 40s right now.
Yeah, I would say even lower than that. I would say probably in the 20s or 30s somewhere. And here's why I say that. This, according to Sando, since you brought this up yesterday, how the playoff field has expanded, so maybe this is a more justifiable template to look at. Hey, let's look at what the history is since they've gone to 14 teams in the playoffs.
Yep.
Here's the history. Since the playoff field expanded to 14 teams in 2020, so we've had five seasons so far of seven-team playoffs in each conference, there have been 43 teams that have started 0-2 coming into this season. 38 of those teams missed the postseason.
Right. I don't say, you know, the trouble I have that, not to turn this into stats 101 or anything, is that, okay, yeah, and then, like, it's not like it's a death blow to your season or anything. It's that, bad teams tend to start off 0-2 way more often than good teams.
29 of those 38 had missed the playoffs in the previous season as well.
Yeah.
So 29 of the 38, you could say, were,
right,
your point, bad football
so,
teams.
I mean, if you look at this, you zoom out, and the Texans, three of the last four times they've started 0-2, they've actually made the playoffs.
True.
So it's not like it's an impossible task or chore or anything. A lot of it right now is you're just kind of hoping that, all right, maybe the Rams and Bucks are genuinely really good football teams, and they've had a couple of tough challenges here early on.
They're playoff teams for sure. I mean, they're both 2-0 now to start the season. Yeah. I think they're both playoff teams. I would have said they're both playoff teams before the season started, so this isn't revisionist history or anything like that. The Texans better win these two games coming up. You've got Jacksonville, who is, you know, they're 1-1, probably should be 2-0 if Brian Thomas wasn't scared. They'd be 2-0. But you got to win this Jacksonville game, and you've got to win this Tennessee game that Ross Tucker is calling in a couple of weeks here at NRG Stadium. Because I'm telling you right now, if they're 1-3 going into the Baltimore game in week 5, you're probably 1-4 going into the bye week. And I don't need to sit for 2 weeks on a 1-4 record. I mean, best case scenario right now is you're 2-3 going into the bye week, which ain't that great, but at least it feels, you know, at least it feels like, all right, well, we will have run 2 of our last 3 and we never beat the Ravens. So, but here's the other scary thing, Seth, about the schedule. All those 0-2 teams I just mentioned there, those are all, I think, other than Kansas City, and I think other than the Texans too. Like, I don't think the Texans are like the Saints or the Panthers or the Bears. Like, they play two close games against two good teams. They've got their warts, to be very clear.
The offenses look like a horrible football team. The defenses actually look like, all right, they're better than this.
Yeah,
we know they're better than this, but they haven't. They've faltered in the fourth quarter, but they're still a good defense, but they should be better.
So I'll throw the Texans aside.
Yeah.
The nine other teams that are 0-2 are right now, the only ones that you play are Tennessee, because you have to, they're in your division, and Kansas City, who's not a real 0-2 team. So all those other crappy teams that I mentioned, the Jets, the Dolphins, the Browns, Giants, Bears, Panthers, Saints, none of them are on your schedule.
Look, okay, according to playoffstatus.com, they've got a 24% chance of making the playoffs. Like, honestly, I don't care what their playoff probability is right now. I want them to beat the Jaguars. I want them to beat the Titans.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about the Ravens right now. Screw the playoffs. All right, like, you've got to, this offense has to figure some things out and figure them out quick on a relatively short week going to play the Jaguars. And if they lose to the Jaguars, then I'm going to really, really, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. This is really, really, really concerning what's going on offense right now. CJ Stroud, as you pointed out earlier, when was the last time he had a good regular season game or an impressive regular season game or four quarters of you go back to the Chargers game, it was awesome once he had the fear of life thrown into him on that botched play that turned into an Xavier Hutchinson touchdown.
Yeah, it was
but
bad.
Like, we haven't felt great about a CJ Stroud performance in terms of playing four quarters or really putting on a clinic or something in a long, long time.
In the regular season, probably. I mean, I can't remember one. The Colts game in week 1 last year, maybe?
Yeah.
Right? And Joe Mixon wound up being the player of the week that week. So you had an actual real run game in that game.
Now this is the thing. Ross made a joke about how, you know, he said, I thought Bobby Slowick was the whole problem. Like, obviously he wasn't the whole problem, but you wanted somebody that could come in and do better, not be the worst or amongst the worst in so many categories in so many ways. I wanted them to run the ball better, for instance. And we were hoping that the offensive line, you know, just through good coaching and having a competent offensive coordinator, could be like a mediocre offensive line. And then hopefully the skill position guys take over. That's a pipe dream right this moment. They're definitely going to be ranked the worst offensive line in the league again this week.
So far, yeah.
You know, the run game is decrepit. Part of that's Joe Mixon. But look, if Joe Mixon were here, I think it would feel a lot like last year. Where, all right, he's got some good runs, and he rushed over 100 yards, but the run game really sucked in that game because Joe Mixon had to earn all of it. So, like, I'm trying to think of a place where it looks like they've taken a step ahead offensively in any regard. Texters, let me know. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I've had very little sleep.
No, it's a great question. Is there anything on offense that you feel they're doing better? I mean, I've spent the last 12 hours saying that this is basically Bobby Slowick 2.0 right now.
Yeah.
It's what it is. Sloppy.
Except that when Bobby Slowick came in, there was a burst of excitement. You know, Bobby Slowick had success by quarterback standards.
I'm comparing to the
Slowick. No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, no, yeah, but that's
right.
Where,
yeah,
all right, can we pick up at least where we left off the last time we had a brand new offensive coordinator?
Well, and to compare real quick, I mean, they started 0-2 in D'Amico's first year as a head coach here. Yeah. But I remember coming out of that 0-2, you know, they fell to 0-2 because they lost to the Colts at home in week 2. But I remember distinctly saying to Clint Sterner up in the press box as we were getting ready to go down and do the postgame show, I remember looking at him after that game, because that was a game they fell behind big early in the game. Anthony Richardson had the 2 touchdown runs in the first quarter of that game and then got concussed. I remember saying to Clint after that game, I'm like, all right, well, I know one thing. CJ Stroud's not the problem. You know, CJ Stroud had a great second half in that game, and then that translated. He goes to Jacksonville, of all places, next week in week 3, has a big game. They win by 20, beats the Steelers by beats the Steelers by 24 at home, and then you're off to the races after that.
I'll tell you what, and, you know, I was having a conversation with somebody last night about, okay, D'Amico Ryans, defensive-minded young football coach, hiring, again, a first-time NFL offensive coordinator. How do you feel about that strategy? And I immediately thought, well, I mean, Todd Bowles isn't young like D'Amico is, but Todd Bowles hired Liam Cohen last year.
Sure did.
They started off 2-0. They scored 37 points versus the Commanders. Then they beat the Detroit Lions. Ever heard of them? In week two.
Yeah.
And that the Bucs would go on to be league leaders in a lot of categories with a first-time offensive coordinator last year.
Yeah.
Like Liam Cohen didn't have the excuse of being a first-time offensive coordinator. You know who had a first-time offensive coordinator last night? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
Now, they weren't great offensively, but when they needed to be in the fourth quarter, they sure as hell were.
They were. And when they did good things throughout the game. I know they didn't score for a couple quarters.
They chewed up clock, and they were getting a couple of those drives. They were running at will.
They played winning football.
Yeah.
They played winning football. I know it's cliche, but on offense, they played winning football last
night. The game,
night.
Look, two big things made that game look and feel more competitive than it was. A blocked punt. Good job, Frank Ross. I know he's a good coach. And Jalen Knowles return. Good job. Frank Ross.
And a missed field goal
before the blocked punt.
Yeah. Boinked it off the upright.
It was really the thing that really kept the score from reflecting how it felt.
Yes.
Was those three special teams plays.
Agreed.
Two good ones by the Texans, one bad one
by
the Bucks.
It's a great point. Yeah, totally agree. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a reaction Tuesday.
And another thing, going back to last week, where we talk about the defense. Okay, they haven't a lot of points, but you just don't feel good about the fourth quarter, including, hey, credit Azeez Elshire with causing that turnover at the end of the game against the Rams.
Yeah.
And yet they had just let the Rams
march down
to basically seal the game.
Yeah, fourth
quarter. Just like they did yesterday.
Fourth quarter's not been good for this defense so far. You're right about that. All right, we need to cleanse the palate a little bit. By the way, football.
Rest my voice for a
football
second.
Talk. Yeah, if you're going to get that nationwide money, you better rest the pipes, man.
Yeah.
Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King this Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. I need a little Jerry Jones in my life just to cleanse the palate. The Texans have been pounding my brain for the last 90-plus minutes. Jerry Jones on the Micah Parsons trade and who he offered Micah to is some fun audio that we'll get to coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
It is indeed a Reaction Tuesday, reacting to last night's 20-19 loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the Houston Texans. You can text the show, 713-572-4610. Quick text before we get into Jerry Jones here, and a little humor palate cleansing. We'll do the Pettycast at the top of the hour as well. Good day to do a Pettycast. We don't even look like the best team in the AFC South, and that tells you everything you need to know. When do we start analyzing if Nick, D'Amico, and CJ can take us where we want to go? I mean, I think we're analyzing it all the time. To the degree where we start hardcore questioning, is this the right trio of GM, head coach, and quarterback to get us there? I'm not ready to do it in week two of this season.
I'm not ready to do it, but of course, yes, it's obvious. Like, you got to have that conversation.
It's an ongoing
thing. They're 0-2. It's like, if I step back from my emotions for a minute and say, is it feasible they're going to be 2-2 going into that game versus the Ravens? 100%. These last two games, again, I heavily weight the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter, it's not as simple as the score was close. Both of these last 2 weeks, the Texans were drastically outplayed in the fourth quarter. But very possible you're going to be 2-2 going into the Ravens game. And that's where the rubber really meets the road. If they get to that spot, if they can be 2-2, but then they enter a game versus the Ravens on the road, that's where you gotta. That's, and then we have the bye week afterwards. Yeah, there's a little bit of an ultimatum there. I'm like, all right, show me something before I start really going off the edge here.
What will we be saying on the Monday after the Ravens game if they win these next two games? They go up to Baltimore, and they lose to Baltimore the way they lost to, say, the Rams. 14-9, you had the ball in the fourth quarter, but Roquan Smith comes up and punches it out of Daria Gumbawale's hands.
I'll tell you what. I mean, the way the linebackers played last night, the way the defensive line played against the run.
Oh, dude. I know what you're going to say.
No, it's
300 yards rushing.
They can't play that way.
No.
This is why I'm not giving the defense a break. Some of the stuff they do is undisciplined. It's weird. They choose all the wrong moments. They're very, very, very physical. They don't do it fundamentally play to play enough. The tackling is just so bad. You take two steps forward, one step back, one step forward, two steps back, because you're just great. You're making a tackle for a loss, but then you're allowing them to run for 5 yards at a clip over and over and over again.
I thought Clint put it really well in the post game last night. He said, last night was your formula for winning games for now, which is get a lead in the fourth quarter and hand it over to your defense. That's the most disturbing part about last night's game. Not that the offense looked bad. I think a lot of us, frankly, expected the offense to not look great. It's that the formula early in the season that you needed, keep the game low scoring, keep it inside of a certain box here, and then hand it over to the they handed it over to the defense, and they gave up an 80-yard drive in 2 minutes.
And this is the other thing, though, too. And I fell for the propaganda because I wanted to, or at least I did philosophically, that, all right, there's a lot that you can do to improve simply by being well-coached and, you know, moving uniformly as an offensive line. But the whole notion of establishing the run, it still does require guys who can physically establish the run.
They can
move, and you're going up against Vita Vea. That's going to be hard, but you know what? Kalijah Kancey went out, and I'm watching various random dudes still eviscerate the Texans' offensive line. You know? I mean, it's not all the X's and the O's. It's the Jimmys and the Joes sometimes. Yep. And what they've decided to do in a lot of ways is, Bill Walsh used to say, okay, you know, a lot of the problem with old school football is you're putting a whole lot of pressure on players to just win physical matchups and calling it coaching. I mean, that's kind of what they're doing, except they're asking the wrong guys.
Yep.
They're sending a welterweight to fight a heavyweight.
Yep.
Jarrett Patterson or Jake Andrews, if Jake Andrews was healthy. This was the plan in the offseason, to take these, you know, these random Jimmys and Joes and try to take on guys like Vita Vea and establish the run. Vita Vea blows his nose on them.
Yes.
If he's feeling generous,
yeah,
he would blow his nose on their jersey.
All right. Let's get to this real quick, because I teased it. Just something to, maybe almost a petty cast lead-in. Jerry Jones was on Gary Myers' ESPN show. Gary Myers is a longtime NFL writer, written some books, has a show on ESPN New York. Jerry Jones was on with Gary Myers talking about the Micah Parsons trade, and Gary asks him, hey, did you talk to either of the New York teams about Micah Parsons?
People here in New York would like to know whether you ever heard from the Giants or Jets about Micah.
Well, there was a communique. I'm not going to go in deep enough with one of those teams. And as it would turn out, I initiated that with one of the teams. And you can guess that it was not with the Giants. You can imagine.
And what kind of reaction did you get from the Jets?
Well, just one that was just frankly didn't have the resources to entertain conversation.
Okay. I'm not going to go into detail here. Now, the funniest thing about this, I'm not going to go into detail. I think he realized he painted himself into a corner with that. Like, oh, yeah, nobody's going to believe for a minute that I'm calling the Giants.
The Giants, I'm going to trade within the division.
In the division, yeah. So he says, I'm not going to go into detail. We got more. Then he goes into more detail about what he was looking for in a deal from the Jets.
Go ahead.
Requisite to the entire trade was that we had to have right now a really, frankly, significant, dominant inside defensive player, which was our goal to address the run more than we'd been addressing it the previous 4 years that we've at that time had Mike. But we wanted to really bolster up there. We had tried to do it with Mike Mozzie Smith when we drafted him 2 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a prerequisite. And you didn't get in the mentality of my trading if you didn't have that coming through the door.
Okay. Basically says we wanted Quinnen Williams and some draft capital, more or less.
Which they ended up getting Kenny Clark, which he wanted an interior defensive lineman. I wouldn't mind having an interior defensive lineman
moment. Yeah,
it's a little bit more.
Immediately becomes your best.
It's just not getting trucked backwards 7 yards on double teams and what have you. Yeah.
Quinnen Williams and 2 ones from the Jets.
Yeah.
That might have been a trade where I'd look at it and go, hey, you know what? Well, Jerry, that's, you know, Quinnen Williams is an impact player.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if, I almost wondered as he was talking that his way through that, if he didn't talk to both the Jets and the Giants. Didn't he talk to the Eagles about it? Wasn't there a rumor that, there was a rumor that the Eagles might be talking, and I think that was blown.
He basically said in that first cut that he didn't talk to the Giants.
Yeah, Jerry, I don't believe a single thing Jerry says about anything. I'm saying, when he starts off saying, I'm not going to tell you who it is, it might just as well be that he was talking himself into a corner, and then he decided, like, oh, I better, the fans aren't going to want to hear I was talking to the Giants.
Tell
them about what I was doing with the Jets.
Maybe.
If you believe a single thing, Jerry is in that category of people, and you need to, it's important, kids, to learn this. There's some people that once you realize that, how much they lie, you have to understand that you can never trust a single thing they say ever.
I'm very gullible.
So I'm with Jerry. He's in that category of people. I never trust a single thing that comes out of his mouth.
Okay.
A lot of times they'll lie about stuff that seems harmless enough, but it's the accumulation of all these little harmless lies that become gigantic mistruths. So you have to just shut them out completely and understand that they're completely full of crap. And that's what Jerry is.
So you think he might have talked to the Giants?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think he remembers even if he did either.
I was buying hook, line, and sinker. I'm like,
no, you can't believe a single thing he says.
Making a lot of sense. You
Cowboys fans would tell you this.
Yeah.
You can't believe a single thing he ever says.
You know it's going to take me 10 times to get this this trust in Jerry.
No, I know you. I know you're too trusting in
life
in general.
Easily sold to. Easily sold to. All right, Pettycast time. Pettycast. Let's get petty. What a day to get petty. And we'll circle back to the Texans in the 8 o'clock hour. I promise. In fact, we had Sheldon Rankins on the post-game show yesterday. We're going to play that in the 8 o'clock hour. You want to hear a defensive player that's super disappointed in the way the defense played, especially in the fourth quarter? Stay tuned at about 8:25. We'll have Sheldon Rankins with Clint and I on the postgame show coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Pettycast is up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.